This is the most important segment that we do each week, y'all. This is our Alex's Lemonade Stand Northwestern Mutual Honorary Captains of the Week. What are we doing if you're first listening to this show today? Well, we're partnering with Northwestern Mutual, Alex's Lemonade Stand, and 12 athletes around FCS Nation to raise money to end childhood cancer, a very important initiative that we need your help with. And this week, very happy to be joined by Javonte Graves Billups of the Citadel football team. I would say your position, Javonte, but I don't know how to describe it. We'll get to that in just a minute. And we're also joined by Miss Amanda Hall. And look, Amanda, we're very happy to have you here. You're the Director of Recruitment for the Charleston, South Carolina District, and you oversee the selection and onboarding process for new advisors. Thanks to both of y'all for being here. Let's chop it up. Let's get to some football a little later. Let's talk about what it is we're all trying to achieve together. Amanda, what does it mean to you to be a part of this huge thing that a huge company that cares is trying to do to end childhood cancer with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation?
Man, this has been an awesome experience for us, just getting the opportunity to partner with Jay and the Citadel to raise money and awareness on the fight against pediatric cancer. Being able to join forces and pour into this together has been so much fun and so exciting for our entire team at Northwestern Mutual. And it's just been such an honor. And just the value system with these cadets and Jay in particular is something to truly be respected. So just having the opportunity to work together to end the fight against cancer and raise some money, raise some awareness through some initiatives, it's been extraordinary.
Javonte, with the demands that are placed upon you as a cadet, as the military captain, a cadet captain in the South Carolina Corps of Cadets, you do a lot of things every day that are greater than your own self-interest. And this is just another thing. What does this mean to you to be a part of something so big?
I think this is a great opportunity to get a partnership with Northwestern Mutual and, you know, being on here, you know, it's just, you know, making sure I have awareness of the Pediatric Cancer Foundation. I feel like, you know, athletes, you know, since, you know, NIL has been coming out recently in a couple of years, you know, it's a good way to bring out the awareness and of this foundation for Alex's Lemonade Stand.
Javonte, I tried to describe what you do on the football field, but you don't really have a position, do you? You play running back sometimes. You play slot receiver sometimes. You're a man of many parts on the field, and obviously by taking part in this, you're a man of many parts off the field. How would you describe what it is you do for that offense there for the Citadel Bulldogs?
I mean, as I could describe it, I would just say it'd be like a hybrid position. You know, I play running back some, I play slot receiver some, you know, I do some kickoff return as well. Honestly, wherever the coaches need me at, I'll do it, you know, at 100%. Effort. It's been, you know, a great time just doing everything I can to get the ball in my hands and make something happen.
That's our guy right there.
Amanda, you were also a Division I athlete. You played golf at University of South Carolina Upstate. So dealing with athletes, being one yourself, have you found that that's been an easy transition with you and Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand to know how to speak the language of somebody like Javonte Graves Billups there from the Citadel?
Oh man, absolutely. I mean, I, you know, my college experience, I'm so grateful for it. Just the level of exposure I got to such fantastic and targeted resources provided by the university, very pivotal for my development, not only as a player, but as a person. And, you know, you're managing a lot as a student athlete. You are grinding to just capacitate a full-time, you know, course load, traveling, practices, workouts, the ups and downs of competition and self-reflection and learning how to be a part of a team. And with that comes sharpening leadership skills and communication skills, accountability, calendar management, discipline, grit, passion. So being a student athlete, it really instills a lot of those values and a lot of those traits. So, you know, I'm very familiar with that world and the stress that comes with it, but also a lot of the opportunity and just staying grateful. And keeping perspective of all that, it really, you can tell when you're speaking to somebody, and we could tell right away when we first met Jay, how passionate he is about not only the football program, but the university that he represents. So when the time came to choose who he wanted to be the face of this initiative, it was such an easy choice. But no, I mean, my experience was awesome. It definitely helped me out along the way in terms of transitioning into the professional space and in the capacity that I operate now, just overseeing our internship program. And when we're onboarding younger full-time advisors, a lot of them are coming from the athletic space, whether it's the NCAA or the professional sports world. And makes me feel good talking to these individuals because I already know they're coming in with these honed in skills that are going to lead them to success in this business. Because again, it just takes so much, you know, autonomy, self-motivation, you know, mental stamina, stress capacity, follow through, integrity, coachability. So it's great bringing in athletes because they're already armed and dangerous with those skills.
FCS Nation, we're joined by Miss Amanda Hall, the Director of Recruitment for the Charleston District for Northwestern Mutual, and Javonte Grayslips, Swiss Army knife. Can I use that?
Oh yeah, you can. You can.
Football player for the Citadel Bulldogs. Now, Amanda, you mentioned competition. And Jay, I know that being a football player, you have to be competitive. Well, this initiative that we have trying to raise money for Alex's Lemonade Stand, it's a competition too. So that's what makes this such a beautiful effort is that, yes, no, it's a competition where nobody loses. Everybody wins. And we have very few of those in life. So we want to raise the most money possible for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation via competition with fans and donors. Javonte, when you look around Johnson Haygood Stadium on a Saturday home game and you see the fact that no matter what the record is, how well you've played, how great you've played, those people are there every Saturday, aren't they? And they're there because they love the school, they love the team, and we need to get them involved in this initiative. What does it mean for somebody like you from Mobile, Alabama, came in there under a different coaching staff, but you've risen up the ranks on the football team, in the core. We need those people involved in this initiative. What would you say to those who were thinking about donating that could push them over the edge to do so?
Well, that's a great question. So basically, you know, I feel like the donors and the people that show up and show praise to our fan base, to our team, stuff like that for that foundation. So like about 60% of families that deal with the childhood cancer. So the Alex Lemonade Stand is making sure to get awareness and, you know, help the families that are in need and dealing with those cancers. Since 2012, Northwestern Mutual donated more than $60 million to this cause overall and funding more about 700,000 hours of research, obviously from the athletes from other FCS schools, as well as me representing the Northwestern Mutual and Alex Lemonade Stand to bring more awareness is bringing more to the cause.
Javonte, have you seen the other 11 guys on the list for this thing? There's some dudes on this list, including you, right? From some of the best FCS programs in the country. And you're a part of this in the second year. How cool is that for you?
It's a blessing in disguise. And I feel it's just a really good blessing that Amanda Hall and Chris gave me this opportunity to be under them and represent them very well. And it's a blessing to be on here as well to speak for this foundation and what Northwestern Mutual is trying to do.
How important is philanthropic leadership to you and your team at that office there in Mount Pleasant, Amanda? Is it a huge deal? It seems like it is. It has to be with Northwestern Mutual Foundation donating over $60 million to this thing over the years.
Oh, man. I can speak for our entire team when I say this is definitely a massive highlight for us to be able to be part of such an extraordinary initiative that's been close to all of our hearts at Northwestern Mutual since 2000. We've been channeling efforts towards Alex's Lemonade Stand for, you know, over 20 years, and we've seen a lot of success. So it's been such an incredible opportunity to be able to pour into that and then partnering with a local institution here in the Citadel and just being able to be part of their world and doing it and partnering with Jay and aligning with an institution that has such concrete values around community and philanthropy. And brotherhood and sisterhood, it's just been so special. So we're just super excited to be part of it and have the opportunity to be part of something truly special and unique, generate some excitement. We feel great about it. We're having a lot of fun doing it. So it's just been outstanding for us.
The internship program with Northwestern Mutual is outstanding too. It's highly ranked nationally, one of the best programs of its kind in this country. And you want athletes to some extent, don't you? Because of some of the things that you mentioned earlier about their ability to have something that's greater than their own self-interest and be able to dedicate themselves to it. Speak just a little bit about that internship program at Northwestern Mutual and how important it is to that company.
Well, it is our bloodline for sure. It definitely serves as a great launching pad for the career because you are test driving the career in the internship structure, which is what makes it truly unique. You know, the theme of our internship is hands-on experience and targeted coaching. And our athletes really love that. for the obvious reasons, but you know, you're not sequestered in a conference room watching training videos or only shadowing meetings and running errands for other advisors. You're actually launching your own business. You're launching your own financial planning practice, meeting with your own clients alongside a tenured mentor. You're getting licensed, and the goal is to graduate the internship as a licensed producer with your own book of business. So you're spending 12 weeks stretching those business owner muscles. So when it comes time to transition into the full-time career, you're insanely prepared, and coming in, you're not coming in as a brand new rep, but rather as someone who's been in the role for several months. And you're coming in ready to execute at a full-time level. But what we've seen historically with our athletes is they naturally excel in the type of business structure that exists within Northwestern Mutual, because it takes a lot of grit and a lot of discipline and coachability to succeed and in anything entrepreneurial. So athletes come out of school already, you know, all of those traits are instilled in them. So, you know, like we mentioned before, they've got a lot on their plate. They're managing a lot, especially at a young age. So, you know, you're learning how to operate within a team and also stay self-motivated and stay aligned with your individual standards. So it's a lot to manage. So they come into Northwestern Mutual, they feel right at home. The competitiveness, the self-motivation requirement, the perseverance it requires to succeed here, it just all feels very familiar to them.
Javonte, how has childhood cancer touched your life?
You know, obviously, you know, people be dealing with that across the world, but obviously in my family, we have a couple of cases of that, and it's something that you don't want to hear as a parent or anything like that, a family member having cancer. Like I said before earlier, just the Owls Lemonade Stand is really a great foundation to lead more awareness into this. Every day, about 1,000 children are diagnosed with childhood cancer, ages between 1 and 19, and they have like a couple of challenges, you know, the Lemon Top Challenge as well that can help.
Amanda, same question for you. How has childhood cancer touched your life?
Well, I'm fortunate to say childhood cancer has not been something that I personally have been exposed to. I have seen close friends go through that unfortunate journey and having to navigate it. And it's, you know, cancer will come in and pillage anything in its path, and it does not recognize, you know, money, position, gender, skin tone. So anyone can be, you know, subject to its wrath. In terms of cancer in general, my father was diagnosed with stage 1 prostate cancer in December of 2022. Luckily, we caught it early, and I'm happy to say he's been cancer-free since June of this year. But I'm eternally grateful for all the resources that exist, thanks to fundraising initiatives like Alex's Lemonade Stand, and of course, our healthcare heroes. And those efforts are so vitally important. And without them, you know, my dad might not still be here. So I'm eternally grateful to be part of this, as the initiative to end cancer is extremely, extremely close to my heart.
FCS Nation, we're joined by Miss Amanda Hall, the Director of Recruitment for the Charleston District for Northwestern Mutual, and Javonte Graves Phillips, football player from the Citadel Bulldogs. Javonte, the Citadel is not a normal school, is it? And I don't mean normal in a way that's pejorative. I mean, you go to school, right? I mean, it's normal. It's for people that are normal, but so much is asked of you on a daily basis. Talk about what a day in the life is like for a Citadel football player. When do you get up? When do you go to class? When do you study? Drill, military aspect. I think people would be very interested to know just how long your day is every day getting ready for game day.
Monday through Friday, we're getting up probably around, you know, 6 something in the morning. And then you got formation at 7:30. And then after that, you know, you got classes from 8 to whenever. And obviously, since I'm an athlete, you got, you know, your 12 o'clock meetings to practice at 4 o'clock, and getting back to your room around like 7:30 at night, just doing your studies and stuff. And that's just a day in, day out thing, and just getting ready for Saturdays. And, you know, it has some wear and tear after, you know, going down the line. The military stuff, you know, is the add-on as well. You know, just like I said before, you're waking up early every single day, you're going to formation, you know, you're going to, you know, meetings as well, for the Corps, being at things all the time, being in uniform every single day. And, you know, the weather in Charleston is not, you know, the heat can be no joke sometimes. So being in some of the uniforms can, you know, get really hot. But, you know, the military aspect is something that's different about this place, but it makes you better as a person at the end.
And they haven't fixed that problem with the starch collar either, have they? That you turn your head and you get a rash, right? And it's a funny place because you have to wear that, and your white pants come back from the laundry as flat as a board, and you have to force your leg through them, right? Talk about that for a minute. It's a really funny funny place, Jay.
So like some of the Leave uniforms have the white collar that you were talking about, and it sometimes can get a little uncomfortable trying to turn your head left to right. You know, it, you know, really digs into your neck. And then the white pants, I mean, don't even get me started about that. It's just like sometimes you try to take it to a dry cleaners and it's just be stiff as a board, and then you gotta get your legs through, sometimes be tough, or you might have like a little tiny stain and you got inspections on Saturday and then you just get docked for it. And you're like, man, I just try to get these clean and stuff like that. It's just, you know, the Citadel's always just unorthodox sometimes. You never think, you know, it'd be smooth sailing, but, you know, you always have hiccups on the way.
Let's talk about the partnership between your office and the Citadel, Ms. Hall. It's a big deal, right? The Citadel's a big deal in Charleston and in the state of South Carolina. Having access to someone like Javonte and his ability to spread awareness about what it is that you do, what it is we're trying to do. What does it mean to that office there in Mount Pleasant to be partnered with the Citadel and Javonte Graves Phillips?
Boy, what the Citadel symbolizes, it's truly extraordinary. You're absolutely right about that. So getting an opportunity to partner with an institution that was born all the way back in 1842 and nationally known and recognized for developing young leaders and instilling this fierce value system of honor, respect, discipline, and commitment. It really shows within Jay and the entire football program, as well as the student body as a whole. The unity and the bond that these cadets share, it's nothing like I've ever seen. The brotherhood and the sisterhood that exists within this campus and its alumni, it's so powerful. So getting to be a small part of their world this season has been such an honor. And I know I speak for our entire team here in Charleston when I say, we can't wait to be there on Saturday and watch you guys fire those cannons, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's an event on Saturday taking place right there at Johnson Haygood Stadium before the football game against Samford. Please tell us about the tailgate, how people can find it, what to be looking for, and how they can help us in this effort to end childhood cancer with Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand right there in Charleston, right there on Saturday, right there in the tailgate lot, Amanda.
Yes, sir. So if you're in Charleston this Saturday, the 26th, come by our Northwestern Mutual tailgate at Johnson Haygood Stadium. We will be tailgating from 12 to 2 before the game against Samford. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful October day. You will not be able to miss us. We'll have the NM logos everywhere, lemons everywhere, Alex's Lemonade Stand, verbiage all over the place. But we'll be sure to drop the location in the show notes and, you know, to showcase exactly where we're going to be out there. But it's going to be fantastic. We're going to have food, games, auction items, lots of donation based and pay to play things so we can raise some money and spread some awareness. But we're expecting a great turnout. So we're super excited to welcome any and all who wish to join. But if you can't join us that Saturday, what would be amazing is if you can take a few seconds to participate in our Lemon Top Challenge. All you need to do is snap a picture balancing a lemon on your head, post it to social media, and post it with the hashtags Lemon Top Challenge and hashtag Fire Those Cannons, so that any donations will go directly rather to our fundraising page. But it doesn't cost anything to do it, just a few seconds of your time. And then for every post that we get, Northwestern Mutual will match $10 per post. So really easy way to spread some awareness and raise some funds for this great initiative. And then also you can visit Javonte's fundraising page to donate directly with his QR code as well. So lots of ways to support.
You heard that right, FCS Nation and Citadel Bulldog fans. If you take a picture with a lemon on your head and on all your social media platforms, at Northwestern Mutual, at Alex's Lemonade Stand, hashtag Lemon Top Challenge, hashtag Fire Those Cannons, and that's a donation to our initiative without having to go in your pocket one iota. It's a beautiful thing that Northwestern Mutual is doing for FCS football, for Citadel football, for Alex's Lemonade Stand, and for our 12 athletes around the country in FCS who are partaking in this. You can log on to our website, FCSNationRadio.com, and right there in the top right-hand corner, you'll see Alex's Lemonade Stand. Click on that, and you'll get all the information. You can check the standings. And Jay, Citadel is in about fourth place right now. And, you know, knowing just a little bit about that school, they don't like to bring up the rear in anything, do they? We want to lead from out front, so we need to get those numbers up for the Citadel. And I can't think of any better way than talking about leading from the front than talking about what it felt like for you last week to get your hands on that Silver Shako. It went to Lexington, Virginia for a year, but now it's rightfully home right there on the banks of the Ashley River.
Yes, sir. It felt really good last weekend getting that Shaco back. You know, last year we came out really short against VMI, and they took it back to Lexington. And coming up this year and just knowing that what we're working toward the end of the game and bringing it back to Charleston. It was a close game, but, you know, it was well-deserved. We fought hard all the way through the game and brought the Shaco back and getting my hands on the trophy and putting the Shaco on and stuff like that, just partnering with the team, which is a great moment. And, you know, it'll always be remembered for the rest of my life. So you always love them rivalries right there.
Well, y'all, we're about to wrap this up. Amanda Hall, is there anything I missed or anybody I failed to mention? Do you have the floor? Let us know who we need to shout out and one last time how people can donate to this for Javonte.
Well, first of all, Kevin, thanks for giving me the floor to showcase some really pivotal individuals who have helped us tackle this thing. And, you know, if I can just say we've proven that there is certainly strength in numbers, no doubt about it. Everyone on this command force has added such essential and specific value, whether it's from the Northwestern Mutual side, being Chris Kanos, our managing director here in Charleston, who spearheaded this entire initiative for our district, Richard Worrell, who's our managing partner, partnering with Chris on positioning us to make this happen, Chris Schenkel, who leads our coaching calls for our FCS teams every week to guide us on how to optimize these partnerships and events to maximize fundraising efforts, and of course, Citadel side being Jay, promoting this and generating so much excitement within the student body, and then Kevin, there's you and Stone, of course, everything, you know, doing everything in your power to support everyone I just named. Kevin, you've been massively influential on campus for us. I know you're making your Bulldog Nation proud with everything that you're doing. So yeah, everyone is doing such a great job playing zone coverage. Love my little football term there. Hopefully I used that correctly. And just executing their responsibilities to make this effort a success. And it's just something we're all extremely proud of. So I just definitely want to tip my hat to everyone there who's working together to make something happen to fight and end the fight against cancer.
Amanda, that was a really good analogy. You know, my co-host Stone Labanowitz was a quarterback and Javonte plays slot receiver and running back for the Citadel. I mean, I think in life, it's all about just, you know, finding a hole in the zone coverage and hunkering down and waiting for the ball to come to you and make the play when you have the opportunity, right? I mean, that's a good analogy for life. And Javonte, want to give you an opportunity to have the same thing that Amanda had. Shout out some people who have been important to you along the way and who have led you to this initiative with Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand to end childhood cancer.
So I just wanted to shout out to my parents, Coach Drayton, the whole coaching staff, all my mentors coming up through high school. Without them, obviously, I wouldn't be who I am today as a football player, as a man I am today. And also, I want to shout out to Amanda Hall and Chris Kanos and that whole Northwestern Mutual for giving me this opportunity to represent them very well and represent the Citadel as well. Also, I want to shout out Kevin and Stone. Without y'all, none of this would be possible.
Cadet prayer begin, Javonte. No, don't worry about that.
It's been ages now.
Well, Amanda Hall, thank you for being here representing the Mount Pleasant office. For Northwestern Mutual, Javonte Graves Billups, thank you for being here representing the Citadel Bulldogs. We're going to go on and do great things together, and we're going to end childhood cancer through Alex's Lemonade Stand. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate the time, y'all.
Thanks, Kevin. It was an honor.
Thank you.
Go Dogs, Javonte.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Fire those cannons.